This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, inviting you where you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. So Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. Tonight in the studio with you, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We're going to get back into the discussion that we'd started in the first hour of the show. Daryl, you had a story that you were sharing with us about, you know, was the United States too big? And also, what is the right size for a country? So let's get back into that, because I think there was more to it, right?
There is. And when we got into the economics, you said as an aside, but it's all tied in.
Okay.
And so I'll
explain. Talking about trade barriers.
Right. So let me just go back a little bit. 50 years ago, the World Bank estimated that the global volume of international trade was about 25% of GDP. Today, it's closer to 58%. Over the same period of time, global GDP in current dollars has grown from around $2 trillion to $70 trillion.
That's a huge increase.
Around fivefold, even when adjusted for inflation.
Okay.
So over 50 years, global trade has grown from about half a trillion dollars to over $40 trillion, a factor of 12, even when adjusted for inflation. Tariff barriers have fallen considerably. In the UK, beginning in the 19th century, in the United States, beginning in the late 1930s, and in the developing world more recently. While tariff rates are a policy decision and can therefore be undone, a fall in shipping cost represents a permanent exogenous increase in economic integration. David Hummels has noted that freight costs are perhaps more significant than tariffs. The cost of air freight has plummeted since the 1950s. Ocean freight prices have fallen, though not as substantially. Furthermore, even though tariffs can rise in response to policy choices, the nature of the modern economy creates political pressure to keep them low.
Okay.
The optimal market size for modern goods is often infinitely large. Once you're investing the money, or rather, once you've invested the money to develop an iPhone, it doesn't make sense to not try to sell it in as many markets as possible. Similarly, for small governments, it doesn't make sense to think that you'll be able to produce an acceptable smartphone competitor to keep Apple out of your country.
Mm-hmm.
These two effects put pressure on everyone to keep economic integration ongoing. One key point here is that global economic integration has dramatically increased over the last several decades. The second one is that, given the state of technology, we are unlikely to revert to the relative autocracy, or rather autarchy, of a century ago. Political disintegration is happening all over the world. It's not just Brexit, nor the near miss of the Scottish secession of 2014.
By the way, just as an addition here, Barcelona headline from this week, 80,000 gather for the Catalan pro-independence demonstration. So Catalonia, one of the hot spots for secession, but they're saying this is happening all around the globe.
Right, and they even mention the Catalonian referendum. The list of active separatist movements is so large that Wikipedia has to break them up by continent and in some cases by country.
Wow.
Between the decline of colonialism and the disintegration of the Soviet bloc, the number of independent countries has tripled in the last 100 years.
Huh. Okay.
We went from less than 50 countries in the world in 1800 to now there are almost 200.
All right, good. That's good news. We need more of that.
These data indicate that there is at least some movement in the direction of efficiency. The benefits of empire are falling as economic integration proceeds. Not only is the optimal country size smaller, political economic forces seem to actually move countries closer to the optimal size, i.e.
slowly.
They cause disintegration.
But it is a brutally slow process. I mean,
it is.
You know, I'd love to just snap my fingers and have secession happen tomorrow, but unfortunately, at least here in the United States, we're probably a ways off from something like that becoming a reality.
Right. Over the course of its history, the United States has grown from its humble origins on the eastern seaboard to encompass a large territory. That territory has rarely gotten smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, the territory has gotten smaller. There have been some places that were territories of the United States that are now independent.
Okay.
The Philippines, for instance, was a territory of the United States for a long time.
No kidding.
Micronesia was a territory of the United States for a long time.
Wow.
So, you know, the United States government has let some of the territories become independent.
Interesting.
But they're not really keen on doing that with others.
States.
Even with Puerto Rico and Guam and American Samoa, you know, they're keeping a tight grip on them.
Well, there's also some people who want Puerto Rico to become a state. So.
Right. And they're not, you know, moving fast to change the status from territory to anything.
Right. My point is there's a mixed bag as far as what people want for
Correct.
Puerto Rico.
And as you mentioned, you know, like there's secessionists, but there's the Calexit.
Yes.
The Free Hawaii movement has been going for a long time. But you know, we could do an entire show on what happened with Hawaii. Getting back to the article, the continental United States is not much different than it was in the 1840s. In addition, we have added Alaska and Hawaii as states and several other territories. The Civil War aside, the United States has largely resisted the global trend of political disintegration. If optimal country size is smaller today than it was a century ago, then North American polities should also be smaller than they were a century ago, but they're not. In his book, American Nations, Colin Woodward argues that North America is actually composed of 11 distinct cultures, each dominant in different parts of the continent. Many of our internal political divisions, gun control, death penalty, abortion, welfare, immigration, and many more, may actually reflect these cultural differences. And then there's
a
map.
Yeah, I've seen maps of these things.
Yeah, so there's...
So like the Southeast, New England.
Yankeedom, New Netherlands, the Midlands, Greater Appalachia, Tidewater, which is like the Mid-Atlantic area, the Deep South, New France.
Is that Louisiana?
Parts of Louisiana, you know, like basically the New Orleans metro, the Spanish Caribbean, El Norte, which is a little bit of New Mexico, a little bit of Arizona, Southern California, and South Texas, and like Northern Mexico, something they call the Left Coast, which I've also seen called Pacifica, which is, you
California,
know,
Oregon, Washington.
Most of California on the west of the mountains.
Yeah. Did they cut out for the Jefferson, for the state of Jefferson?
No.
No.
And then everything east of the mountains they have as part of the far west with, you know, all of the plains area and the Rockies. Jumping down to the rest of the article.
Most of the Rockies.
These cultural differences mean we're working at cross purpose.
Hold that thought. Speaking of territories, we got Kyle, and he's calling from Guam. Kyle, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Good morning, Kyle.
Hey. Yep. 10 a.m., 11 a.m. What time is it there?
11:14 a.m.
11:14. All right, almost lunchtime. Go ahead.
Yep, just about. Yeah, you were talking about territories, and I want to do a little clear up. When you said Micronesia. Micronesia is like a big, big group of islands here. Guam is technically part of Micronesia, but Guam is in itself a distinct territory. Same with the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands. Those are separate from us as well. And then there's Micronesia, which is islands like Chuuk, Palau. Palau is its own country, but then there's something called the Federated States of Micronesia.
Right, and that's what I was referring to. I believe it's four islands that make up the Federated States of Micronesia.
Is there an independence movement in Guam of, you know, we're speaking about?
There actually is. Yeah, there's a I think they call it a decolonization movement. There's a registry going on right now. I signed up for it just at this last election. You have to register, and then they're doing a, I think it's called a plebiscite vote, where you have to kind of prove that you are of the, like, indigenous people to be a part of this vote. So,
and what will what will that vote be for?
Yeah.
Hang on, Kyle. We'll talk about that coming up here. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm a U.S. Air Force member stationed overseas, and we have three rescued mutts. Stone Phillip was to be euthanized. There were bacteria crawling all over his skin. They called it elephant skin. It was rough, wrinkly, like a Brillo pad. He was in constant misery.
DINOVITE.com.
We started feeding him the Dynavite, and his skin, it's a 180 turnaround. His skin has cleared up. He's not in pain. Stone is in excellent shape today. He runs, stays slim and trim, and follows my husband around like he worships him. I would highly encourage you to get a rescue dog and start him out on Dynavite right from the beginning, and they'll make such a difference in your life. Call 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Or go to Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about independence in a larger conversation about government sizes, the sizes of nation states. And looks like the numbers and the statistics are saying smaller is better. maybe even as small as a city state. We'll talk about more about that. But we ended up discussing independence. We got Kyle on the line in Guam, and that is a protectorate or territory of
territory
of the United States government taken over, what, after World War II? Kyle?
Yeah, we were first taken over by after the Spanish-American War from the Spanish, and then the Japanese came in about 19. At the beginning of World War II for the U.S., they came in the 1940s, and then Guam gained its independence in 45.
And so are you a native? You were talking about that there is a movement to Guam independence that is requiring people to be a native in order to vote on some sort of independence referendum.
Yeah, there's I think there's a certain law that says, like, in order for them to for us to vote for it, we need like 70% of the native voters or something. So there's a registry going on and like people are trying to sign up for it. The first question for it is kind of, I think it's like, it's a very open-ended question. It's like, should Guam be able to determine its political status?
Right, so it's going to be very similar to the plebiscite that Puerto Rico had a couple of years ago, to where it's a two-question vote. So question one is, should, you know, fill-in-the-blank territory change its political status? And then the second question is, should fill-in-the-blank territory become a state or become an independent nation?
Okay.
Yep.
Is that what's happening, Kyle?
Yeah, well, it hasn't reached the ballot yet, but there's been a lot of, you know, like stalling to get more people registered. But yeah, that's basically it, I believe. The registry, I mean, in the end, whatever we decide, I mean, if we decide that we're going to be independent, I highly doubt that the U.S. is going to just let us go. Because Guam is a very, very important base in the Pacific. It's like the first point of attack, basically, that the U.S. has in the Pacific.
Right, and it should be noted that when Puerto Rico, a couple of years ago, voted somewhat overwhelmingly for statehood, Congress hasn't been too quick to act on that either. For some reason, Congress just does not want to change the status of any of the territories.
Well, now, I mean, just to be fair, if for whatever reason Guam, the people of Guam made enough noise and said, we want to get out of this deal, we're out of here, we're leaving, you guys can have your base. I mean, if you think about it, the U.S. government has a base in Cuba. It's Guantanamo Bay, and they're not part of the Cuban government. It's just a thing that is allowed to be there, basically.
Right, as part of the treaty that ended the Spanish-American War.
So, Kyle, any ear to the ground? What are people saying about this potential vote, independence for Guam? I mean,
Guam is probably one of the most pro-U.S. territories you're going to have. We have, I think it's 8 out of 10 adults are like veterans or something like that. Like, or not 8 out of 10, that's probably too high. But like everyone basically knows a veteran in their family. I myself have probably a little over half a dozen veterans in my family.
Is that because when the U.S. military basically took the island over that a bunch of them retired there and then knocked up the natives or something?
No, not necessarily. It's the Chamorros, the native population. We joined the military like crazy. For you guys, you know, 4th of July is a big holiday in the States. For us, that's kind of like our warm-up. We have 4th of July, and we have on the 21st of July, we have our Liberation Day when the Americans came back and, you know, saved Guam. So from that, you know, Guam is very loyal to the U.S. because of that. You know, they saved us in the war.
So therefore, you don't really feel like this whole independence movement is going to go anywhere.
It's probably going to wind up going statehood.
If it does anything, it probably would become a state if it changed to anything.
I'm happy to do a trade deal where you guys can become a state and then New Hampshire can become not a state anymore. We can leave the United States because, you know, people
and then we don't have to change the flag.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, so Let's keep the status quo. 50 states. New Hampshire will bail. You guys can come in. Maybe California can bail, and then Puerto Rico can come in or something like that. But whatever whatever it takes to get us the hell out of here. Hey, Kyle, thanks for the call tonight, man. I certainly appreciate hearing from you all the way out there in almost noontime in Guam. Tomorrow, right? I believe it's tomorrow.
Yes, it is tomorrow in Guam. He called us from the future.
That's right. It's amazing. I mean, technology. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
So, flat earthers, I want you to tell me how that is possible.
Don't summon them.
Explain time zones to me.
Don't summon them, Daryl.
That's the one thing that I don't understand about the flat earth is time zones and sunsets and other things that, you know, don't work if it's a flat surface.
Okay, then. Let's hope that they don't respond to your question tonight, but they could. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So let's get back into it, back into the question of, is the U.S. government too big?
Right. So they jump into the mention here about the 11 distinct cultures in North America.
Right. Now, there's been a study they were talking about, and you're going to post this, if you haven't already, I'm sure, on our Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, we'll get posted on the Facebook and Twitter.
So that way people can see the map for themselves where they break down the different regions.
These cultural differences mean that we're working at cross purposes. Culture might lead directly to differing policy preferences. In addition, political discourse is one of the means by which we raise and lower the status of various groups. If culture varies deeply, it's no surprise that basically everyone is offended by the discourse somewhere in the country. To be sure, there are differences of political opinion within each of the 11 territories defined by Woodward, but that's beside the point. The issue is the cultural assumption that prevail in a nation. In the United States, those assumptions are not widely shared. Regardless of whether you think 11 is the right number or whether you otherwise agree with the map, one has to wonder whether having heated political debates on sensitive topics with fellow Americans who have potentially wildly different cultural assumptions is even productive.
Mm.
We can opt out of these discussions by agreeing to go our separate ways.
Right.
It might seem far-fetched, but California could hold a referendum on secession as soon as 2019.
Yes.
Given what we know about optimal country size, a monolithic America makes less sense today than it did a century ago. What made America into the superpower that it is today is its massive internal free trade area. Now that trade barriers have declined worldwide, this is less of an advantage than ever before.
Let's continue. You can share your thoughts here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I think some people are starting to wake up to the idea that this whole sticking together thing just doesn't really seem to be working out. And why not go your separate ways? Then you can have more self-determination, more independence, more freedom to choose. It's Free Talk Live.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. Bring up what's on your mind. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Also, ride sharing has gone totally free market with Cell 411. Your freedom to choose, it's there now. As a driver, you get to set your own rates. You get to choose what payment methods you'll accept. You truly are finally in control of your own business. It's no longer, you're not a personal, or not personal, but you're not an independent contractor for a big mega corporation. Cell 411 is just a program. You use that program to connect with riders. Riders connect with drivers, and people get where they need to go, get paid how they want to get paid, and get to keep all of what the payment is, which is amazing. Plus, as a rider, you get to select your driver. That's a first. Uber, they just send whoever they want to send. If it's some creepy dude, well, there he is.
Well, chances are creepy dude probably isn't going to keep getting a five-star rating.
Chances are. No, I see where you're coming from. But nonetheless, there's some people who might be made uncomfortable by a driver that they otherwise don't have any reason to give a negative review. You know, maybe they drove fine or whatever and were just quiet or
right.
Who knows. With GetCell411.com, with Cell 411, it's a free app. You as a rider select from whichever driver's response. So you say, hey, I need a ride to this place. If there's enough drivers in the area, more than one may respond to you, and then you decide based on ratings or whatever.
We saw a post on Facebook earlier. Somebody in Manchester, in New Hampshire, mm-hmm. said that he put up a ride request within 5 minutes, he had three people respond.
Really? Where was this? Was it on the Cell 411 users group?
Or? I think so.
Okay, I must not have seen that one. That's awesome. Get Cell 411. I mean, it's just getting started. This thing just launched with ride-sharing in the last few weeks. Now, Cell 411's been around for a long time. It's been around for more than a year, and in software terms, that's a decent amount of time. They're still developing it. They're still making it better, but originally it was designed to decentralize emergency response services. So, like, if you you need help with a medical emergency or a fire, or you know you're pulled over by the police, you can alert your friends and family members with Cell 411. That was the original purpose of the app, but ride sharing makes it even more of a killer app. You gotta get Cell 411. There's no reason not to. It's totally free. Android users, iPhone users, it's available for you. Cell phones, anybody that's got those two operating systems on their cell phone, one of those two operating systems, you'll be able to use Cell 411. So go to getcell411.com. You can also get it from the Apple or Google app stores. That's getcell411.com. So you were telling us, Daryl, about this story, looking at the question of, is America too big? It's pretty clear the answer isn't obvious. Yes, a resounding definitely. And so what do we do about it, and what's next?
So let me back up here. He says, given what we know about optimal country size, and early on he says the optimal size might be a city-state.
Mm-hmm.
So given what we know about optimal city size, a monolithic America makes less sense today than it did a century ago. What made America into its superpower that it is today is the massive internal free trade area. Now that trade barriers have declined worldwide, this is less of an advantage than ever before. It's not all clear that this diminishing advantage outweighs the cost of our divisive politics based on unshared cultural assumptions. To be sure, there may be good reasons not to partition the country. He doesn't get into that.
Yeah, I'm not sure what those would be.
But he says, who knows what it would do to international relations to have 11 mini-Americas running around?
Who cares?
Who gets the nukes in a divorce? I can easily partition being a mix, or rather, I can easily partition, see partition being a mixed bag. That's the author, not me.
Okay.
He says, I don't think we should dissolve based solely on sour grapes after one election. That point is much more macro. There are people on all sides of the political divide who have been unhappy for quite some time. We don't actually have to all live together under the same government. We don't have to have political battles that are this divisive.
Hmm.
Maybe we should consider our options.
Absolutely. And if you want to comment on that, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Now, you know, just looking at the 2016 election results for president, the West Coast, Washington, Oregon, Nevada, California all went for Hillary. Colorado, New Mexico also went for Hillary. The Northeast all went for Hillary as well. New Hampshire, just barely New Hampshire went for Hillary. It was like by 0.3 or 0.2% or something like that. So it was a neck-and-neck race here. And I would not want to be in a political, I guess, category
alliance.
Or alliance with New York State or any of the other New England states personally. I hope that we can avoid that, but it still would probably be better than the United States. Although, please keep New York away. Just keep it far, far away.
Yes.
It's a terrible, terrible place. It's the number 50 in all, out of all the 50 states as far as the freedom rankings are concerned.
By double what California is.
Right. California is number 49, but New York is way, 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 way worse than California as far as freedoms are concerned.
Yes.
So, I definitely want to see this happen. We're huge fans of secession here on Free Talk Live. We've talked a lot about it, and it's just always interesting to watch what's going on around the world, take inspiration from that. Of course, earlier this year, the Brexit passed, where Britain voted to exit the EU. It hasn't happened yet, but supposedly it will happen at some point within the next couple of years. So we'll keep an eye on that. Also, Catalonia mentioned this earlier. The AFP has a report that around 80,000 people rallied in Barcelona Sunday in a show of support for Catalan leaders locked in a tug of war with Madrid over independence for their region. According to police, the demonstration aimed in particular at supporting Catalonia's former president, Artur Mas, and the head of its parliament, Carme Forcadell. In November of 2014, they staged a symbolic vote on independence for the wealthy northeastern region in defiance of Spain's central government. Mas is now to stand trial on charges of, quote, serious disobedience and malfeasance, unquote, for which he risks a 10-year ban on holding office. Catalans have centuries-old culture, or a centuries-old culture, with its own language and customs. Demands for autonomy have been fueled by Spain's economic downturn, leading many to resent sending tax money to Madrid to prop up the poorer regions. On October 20th, Spain's Constitutional Court canceled a ban on bullfighting in Catalonia, an issue that became emblematic of the tension. So apparently, Catalonia banned bullfighting, and then the court overturned that. Carles Puigdemont, the current president of Catalonia, has promised he will call a referendum on whether to secede from Spain in September of 2017. And, they 80,000 people in the streets. I mean, can you imagine having a secession movement that strong here in the United States, Daryl?
Oh, I'd love it.
80,000 people. I can't even fathom what it's like to have that. That many people in some sort of protest. I mean, it's just overwhelming. There's a photo here of this event. Lots of people flying.
If that were happening in New Hampshire, that would be
almost
two and a half times as many people as voted for Gary Johnson in the election this year.
I mean, I can't even imagine. 80,000 people. The city of Concord has 40,000 in it. So, you know, if you were
Manchester has 110, I
something
think?
Something like that. Yeah, 104, 110, somewhere in that range. I mean, I don't even know where 80,000 people would fit. You know, where you'd have to, I mean, you'd have to pack all of the streets. You'd literally have to shut down the downtown of Concord, New Hampshire, if there were going to be that many protesters. You'd have to bust those people in. It would be insane. But regardless, kudos to them. I mean, I don't agree with their ultimate political philosophy. I mean, the people in Catalonia want to be socialists, and you know they're already in a pretty socialist country, but they still want to do their own version of socialism. They want their, I guess, wealthier version of socialism or whatever it is. So I don't have to agree with the political beliefs of the secessionists to agree that they should have the ability to break away.
Yes.
Now, I realize there may be people in Catalonia who don't agree with the secession, and I understand that's a bummer to be part of the, you know, the minority or whatever of a country or an area that ends up seceding, hopefully they will, that ends up seceding from the larger zone.
Secede from the secession.
Or just move across the border and, you know, go somewhere that's more like you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Like you'd see a lot of people do to California if they would leave. A lot of lefties would move out there. It's Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and join us. Here, our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
We've got all kinds of things to talk about here. We've been discussing, well, secession as sort of the outgrowth of the question of whether or not the United States is too big. There was a story over at the Libertarian Institute asking that question, and the author seemed to determine that, yes, the United States is indeed too big. He wasn't so sure about exactly how the breakup should happen. Should it be 11 different territories that break away?
Who gets the kids?
What do you do with the nuclear weapons? I think that's an interesting question, one right. that we've never really addressed here. But ultimately, you know, I don't really care. I just want to get out. I don't let the chips fall where they may. I'm not worried about all the scary stories, because when you start talking with people about secession, the first thing that they almost always run to is, well, civil war. We're going to get invaded by the United States government and they're going to kill their own brothers and sisters, which, of course, has happened in the past. So it's not
right. And that says more about the abusive spouse than it says about you trying to leave.
It sure does. It is an admission that you are deathly afraid of these people, that you inherently understand how violent and how dangerous and how awful the U.S. federal government is, and that you believe that should you turn, you know, in any way against them mentally, that they will try to crush you, that if you try to leave their organization, that they will extinguish your life. And that is a really interesting admission that people, you know, they realize how dangerous and how scary the U.S. government is. So if we can somehow parlay that fear into action rather than inaction, that would be, I think, a good trick. How we can go about doing that, though, I'm not really sure. So I'm open to ideas. If you want to share them, you're welcome to join us here at 855-450-FREE. I mean, popularity is going to be one factor. If there are enough people who are talking about secession, if secession is being mentioned in the news media, if it's being talked about at the water cooler, at the dinner table, then it's going to be more likely that people will take the idea seriously. And if they feel like they're just part of a very popular movement, they probably will feel less scared about it.
And a lot of people don't want to be first on anything.
Yeah, that's true.
And we've seen that with various legislative stuff to where, you know, state reps will be, well, who's done this before? Because we don't want to be the ones to dip our toe in the water first.
Well, politicians are cowardly anyway, so that's to be expected from them.
Right, but your average voter is also cowardly themselves. Yep. So I really think that with the Scottish vote, even though it didn't wind up going in favor of Scottish independence, the fact that it happened, and the fact that earlier this year there was the Brexit vote, and the fact that people in California are talking about a secession vote there, it's really going to wind up getting it mentioned more in the news in kind of a not-so-scary manner.
Well, I think that if it becomes popular enough, then it becomes if it seems like a popular movement to people, then it will seem less likely that the U.S. government will go in with tanks and bombs and, you know, destruction. That's not to say they couldn't. If they wanted to, they could certainly do some damage.
Right, but you know, let's just look at cannabis.
Before you go on, it'll be hard to convince people in the U.S. military to attack their own family members, because that's ultimately what they would have to do. Especially if a state like the size of California seceded. I mean, everybody's got to have some relative living in California. Sorry.
Well, one, not everybody has a relative in California. And two, wind up, you know, getting people from the other side of the country to go invade. Just look at the Kent State thing 40-some-odd years ago.
Yeah, but shooting a few college students is different than invading an entire state of people.
True, but, you know, like, we can just look at things that the military has done on U.S. soil to show that they will follow orders.
They'll find the troops who will follow those orders. There's no doubt about that.
But, you know, let's look at cannabis for a moment. Yeah. 4 years ago, when Colorado and Washington were the first states to vote on, you know, taxing and regulating cannabis, the talk was, oh, no, you know, like, the sky is going to fall and blah, blah, blah. And now, this year, four more states voted to tax and regulate cannabis.
Including California, which is a tremendous population.
So that doubled. So 4 years ago, two states did it.
Right.
2 years ago, another two states.
Oregon and Alaska.
Yes.
Yep.
This year, four states. So
Massachusetts, Maine. Was it Nevada and California?
Yes.
Okay.
And then several states wound up voting to authorize medicinal cannabis.
We're now over half of the states with medicinal.
Yes. Yep. So, you know, like, with that, we've just seen this, you know, exponential growth of, oh, it's not so scary.
Right.
And, you know, maybe in a couple of years, let's say 2019, California winds up voting to leave the union. And then couple years later, some other state does it, and then another state, and then, oh, well, the U.S. military's not invading everywhere.
And they don't really have the resources to do that, do they? I mean, they're spread,
well, they're spread so thin in, you know, 150-something nations around the world.
Yep, totally agree. All right, so let's see. Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. I've got kind of a related story here, since we're talking about leaving places. There's a story that actually, curiously, Mark posted online this week, which I thought was funny because he's kind of got the leave the country bug, so to speak.
Yeah, he now, and I don't know if he's spoken on this on the air, but, you know, he's talked openly before about, you know, like, I want to go seasteading, or I want to go this place or that place. He's got this weird fascination with Pitcairn Island because
this is the most recent thing.
There's only, you know, like 50 people that live there or something.
Right.
So he's got this weird fantasy that if he can find 20 other people to show up, they can just kick everybody out.
I think he says he wants to buy people out. He wants to offer them bribes to leave the island.
Yeah, that's basically kicking everybody out.
Well, I mean, kicking everyone out suggests that you're using force, and he's talking about using persuasion to get people to leave.
He's going to make them an offer that they can't refuse.
Well, I mean, look, I think that his plan is silly, and, you know, I hope that if that's what he wants to do with his life, that, you know,
he wants to become a British citizen. That's the weirdest thing about this. Pitcairn is a British dependency.
Mm-hmm.
So to move there, and wind up, you know, eventually getting citizenship to where you can vote yourself, you know, ruler of the island, you have to become a British citizen. So he wants to go and bend the knee to the Queen.
He also said something about they're, like, giving away land to anyone who will come and live there, anyone who will come and build a house there. That's probably an indicator of how difficult it is for people to live here to
Right, because it's in the middle of the ocean.
Right. There's apparently a ship. I took a brief look at it. There's apparently a ship that some sort of cargo ship that comes there four times a year, and that's it. That's where
four whole times a year.
Yeah, so if you want to leave the island, that's how you have to get off the island. If you want to order some
stuff, start swimming.
Yeah, if you want to order things from Amazon or whatever, it's going to show
up. So what you're saying,
four times a year.
Saveitpurse.com doesn't work that well on Pitcairn Island.
Yeah, probably not so great. I suspect the internet is not very good. Yeah, you know, look, if that's what you're into though, is living out in the wilderness or living on an island in the middle of nowhere, then God bless you. I just don't think that it's going to be an attractive thing to many people, although you would not need many to, in theory, take the island over.
Right, but how many people have signed up for the whole Mission to Mars thing?
I don't know. Isn't
there
that a movie?
Like, well, there was a movie.
Right.
But also, I forget if it was Jeff Bezos or one of these other, you know, ultra-billionaire guys was like, we're going to select people to go to Mars and start a colony. And there were like tens of thousands of people that signed up of, send me on a one-way trip to this red planet.
Right.
Where I'd go and die.
What's that have to do with Pitcairn?
You've got a bunch of idiots that are willing to sign up for a one-way trip to death.
So you're saying it might not be as hard as I think it will be for Mark to recruit people into this plan.
You might wind up finding a bunch of people that sign up for it, but how many go through with the one-way trip to death is going to be a different question.
I think he's having a midlife crisis personally.
He's been having a midlife crisis ever since I've known him.
Pretty much, yeah. So anyway, he's got himself a boat. I don't know if we were allowed to talk about this, but he didn't tell us not to. So he's got himself a boat now, and
he's talked about the boat.
He's talked about the boat,
like the Sovereign Military Order of Mark or something.
And he has it in his mind that he wants to take it down to the Pitcairn Islands to check the place out, which is going to be a long.
It's going to be a long journey from Florida to the Panama Canal that would get him to the Pacific Ocean.
Right.
For a really long journey to the middle of nowhere in the Pacific,
hopefully,
and he would get lost.
Hopefully we'll see him again at some point. He's not done quite yet with his stint here on Free Talk Live. We're not sure when he's going to be hitting the ocean. We'll tell you more, though. Coming up here, it's Free Talk
You want Live. Disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride-sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride-sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.